Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
That's an AGM.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Frequently, a lot of those won't even be investors, they'll be advisors, etc. Whereas with an AIM company, you can pitch up at an AGM and there'll be half a dozen people there in total, including the board. Mm-hmm. That gives you an hour and a half to meet the management of that company, to ask them any questions you might have. And typically, AIM companies are newer on the market and they often consider themselves undervalued and undertraded. And the management of those companies do go to quite considerable lengths to spend time communicating with the private investor community.
And you invest in AIM stocks. You're a private investor yourself. I mean,
that's
have
right.
You done well by investing in AIM stocks? Have you got many at the moment in your portfolio?
Well, what affects success or failure of an investment doesn't seem to be affected by whether it's an AIM stock or on the official list. But I've currently have one AIM holding. I've had probably half a dozen or maybe even as many as 10 AIM holdings in the past. One of my successes was a company called Maybourne Group, which traded very well as it's trading so well, making good acquisitions. Its profits